Oh, man.
Oh, that was in a record?
I was running out of steam, so I had work to it.
Okay, so we're learning the sugya of Tefillas Haderech on Chof Tes and the Beis. For those of you who came a little bit late, just want to mention to you that we did talk a little bit about why the Rambam does not bring Tefillas Haderech at all. He does not bring the sugya, the whole halacha of Tefillas Haderech anywhere in the Arach HaZakha. And we mentioned in the name of the Pri Chodesh that he learned, Rashi actually says this, when the Gemara has this whole discussion about on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph about Ad Kama and this and that, Rashi says it's talking about Tefillah Katzara. So what the Rambam learns according to the Pri Chodesh is that Tefillas Haderech is not Pashup Shah. We've been learning till now that there's a Tefillah B'Mokum Sakana, there's a Tefillah Katzara B'Mokum Sakana, there's a Tefillah B'Mokum Dudichayos Velistim, and then it's Tefillas Haderech, which you say all the time. The Rambam learns they're all one situation. We're going to Derech. There's Sakana and there's Dudechayos or whatever. And we pass like a cherim, so we pass you say the bracha not the way you say Tefillas Haderech. Therefore, the Rambam doesn't bring Tefillas Haderech at all. He passes that you say kacherim. That's what Gemara says. You pass like kacherim. What do the cherim say that you say? They say you say. That's how the Rambam passes. So that's what you say when you're in Machm Sakana, but a regular trip you don't say anything. That's how the Pirkei Avos from the Rambam. Anyway, in the discussion of this, assuming that there is such a thing as Tefillas Haderech, separate thing as Tefillas Haderech, which you say when you're traveling, has not, even if you daven the Reish Shmoneh Esrei, you say it. These other Tefillas Ketzaras are said when you can't do the regular Shmoneh Esrei. But this is something that you would say even if you daven the Reish. It's special Tefillas Haderech. So the Gemara says that Ad Kama. Gemara says Ad Kama Amar Rabbi Yaakov by Rav Chista Ad Parsa. So Rashi brings down a machlokus between his first lashon and the Baalos Chedolos. What does it mean Ad Parsa? So the first shita of Rashi is Avalola Acha Shehola Parsa. Ad Parsa means you can say it until a Parsa, but after a Parsa, if you travel the Parsa, you can't say it anymore. And the question is, well, why not? And we can see that the Rabbeinu Yonah says, compares it to Tefillin, and says, just like by Tefillin, even if the preferable time to make it may have been before you do the Kshira over Lasiasa. But if you, for some reason you didn't do it then, you can still do it afterwards because it's over to the asiya of the, even though there's no real asiya, but over the key mitzvah of the rest of the mitzvah. So you definitely should still make a bracha, birchas mitzvah. So similarly over here he says, you still have 20 miles to travel. What's the difference that you already traveled to Parsa? Rabbeinu Yal Tamir Rabbeinu learns that even if you hold like the Shita of Rashi, like the first lesson of Rashi, and you interpret the Gemara to mean not possible to when you're supposed to say it, if you didn't do it, you still could say it later. Okay, so he learns the Gemara like Rashi, like the first lesson of Rashi, but he still says you can say it after the first possible, whereas Rashi seems to say that you can. And the question is, why can't you say it according to Rashi? So the Pre-Chodesh, I saw a couple of interesting Pre-Chodeshes this morning. So he says, if you remember, Rashi learned in the last Rashi on Chav Tesmet Beis, so the Gemara said, if Kashat Hayotze Laderech, Eliyahu said this to Rav Yehuda Achud, Rav Salah Hasida, when you go out to the Derech, Himolech Bechon Chavetzei. So Rashi says, what's Himolech? What does Himolech mean? Tul Rishus. Yes, permission. So Prichar says, you can ask permission before you do something. Once you're doing it, it doesn't make any sense to ask permission. You're doing it. Are you going to continue doing it? So why? But you're already, it doesn't make sense to ask permission anymore.
I didn't know permission was given to you again.
That's a whole tzlach that the tzlach learns that how do you find out whether or not you got permission or not? So it depends on how smoothly, how fluently the prayer goes, based on the Mishnah later on. Anyway, So that's machlokas. That's a shita Rashi. So Rashi and the Talmid Rabbeinu Yehuda both learned that ad parsa means that you can only say it during the first parsa, or you should say it during the first parsa. And there's a machlokas between them as to whether you have to say it, or you still say it if you didn't. And the Baal Zadoz learns that it means no. That ad parsa means how long a trip do you need to warrant saying a tefillas aderech. And it's ad parsa. It's sort of, the language is much more like Rashi. Ad parsa means up until the parsa. According to the Baal HaZadoz, and Rashi has to give a lot of language to verbosity to explain the Baal HaZadoz, because it's not the simple meaning of the expression ad parsa. It means even if he doesn't have any mind to go ad parsa, but I don't even know how he explains it. But anyway, that's how he learns ad parsa. Ad parsa means that what? That the trip has to be planned for a parsa in order to say it. And when do you say it? So, it doesn't say when
so
you say it.
So, ad is klal, is a klal, what you include until the parsa. That's basically how he's learning the ad. In other words, it includes up to a parsa, not less than a parsa.
No, that's
from a
parsa.
It means from a parsa on.
Right.
So that's not what ad normally means.
Right.
From ad means normally until, not from.
Jeff, go on that quest to see if it's going to be a parsa before the parsa.
Right, you have to know your trip. Anyway. So that's the discussion of what you're supposed to say tefillas aderech. Now the question is, the Gemara said this expression over here of mishoshim ahalech baderech, and the Rif used this expression of mishoshim yochaz baderech, right? When a haltzach ofen veg. We'll talk about what the significance of that is. That's going to be the machlokas between the Taz and all the other achronim. And explain the Rami Rutenberg. But first let's introduce the topic of the Rami Rutenberg. The question that the Rami Rutenberg was dealing with is a question that all Rishonim deal with, and there are many answers given. I've given you a sample of three of them. Why the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Dalet says that all brachos are poseach kol brachos are poseach b'baruch v'chosen b'baruch. They start with baruch and they end with baruch. Unless it's a bracha tzara, like shahakol, obviously you don't have two. The psich and the seem the same thing, but any bracha that's more than like one line, one sentence is supposed to be poseach baruch and chosen baruch. So the question is, what about tefillas aderech? Tefillas aderech zihu ratzon and then ends of baruch hatosh v'shemet tefillah. It should start off baruch hatosh v'kem amalach olam. Something. I have no idea what it should say, but say something, and then it say yihu ratzon, and then it say baruch hatosh Hashem v'shemet tefillah. So what happened to the baruch in the beginning? So this is a topic that many Rishonim give different answers. Well, the Tosin Brochus gives the answer. Kuf Dal Amud Bey says he includes it with the bracha of Elokai Neshama. Elokai Neshama. Elokai Neshama Shasat Tabi is a bracha that the Gemara says you're supposed to say when you wake up in the morning. So you wake up in the morning, it can't be Smuch Lechavata because you were just sleeping. All right? So where's the sikh for that bracha? I've mentioned to one of the groups that the Levush learns where's the psich, where's the smuchel chavata for that bracha? Amapil. Yeah, that's what Levush says. You say Amapil, you go to sleep, you say wake up, you say Elokai.
That's a long half
sentence. Well,
when you're awake,
sometimes it seems like it was just a second, you know.
Especially when you
we do have this idea of smuchel chavata. This is a whole discussion. Like, for instance, why doesn't Yishtabach have a baruch? So the answer is because sukkah to baruch shama. So we do have halel, yalaluch. We do have this idea sometimes. The Gemara said, okay. This is a problem in that sugya. We're not going to get into it. But the Gemara says, when kimita, when you wake up, you say alokai shama. How can you say anything when you wake up? Don't you have to first
wash first,
and then you make a shidayim, you have to go to the bath, all these other things. What about modani? That's a very good question, but I'm not going to deal with it. That's not what the Gemara says.
But that's not what the Gemara says.
The Gemara says when you wake up, you say alokai shama. Anyway. So we're not talking about the halacha. We're talking about the Gemara, what the Gemara says. So what's the answer? So why don't you say Baruch before the kind of Shema? So the Tosos here in Pesachim, and so Tosa Rush here in Brachos as well, says She'ein on Brachos Ela Shevach Utzvila Ba'alma. It's not really a bracha. And the Lashon in the Tos Rosh is, and I said, why does it end with Baruch? Because it's an extensive tefillah, and since it's an extensive tefillah, they've wanted to add it a baruch at the end of it. But it's not a baruch at all.
But if it was short, you would just say...
You wouldn't say baruch at all. It's not a baruch, which is an amazing thing. It is definitely a tefillah. It's not a normal bracha, but it's not considered a bracha. So the question is, so what are the ramifications of that? That it's not a bracha. It's a bakasha. It's a tefillah. It's a shevach tefillah. Whatever. One is a shevach and one's a tefillah. It's actually, there's different yourselves, whether in different rishonim, whether it's shevach utefillah or shevach utehillah. There's different yourselves among rishonim. Anyway. But it's not a bracha. So
that's not a tefillah.
One of the ramifications.
Tefillah could be a request.
One of the ramifications of that might be a question about whether or not you're supposed to answer Amen to Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Hashem Chavarabim. Another ramification might be that you know that the Gaonim spent a lot of time trying to figure out where Mea Brachos are. You're supposed to say Mea Brachos B'chol Yom.
Yes.
So the Gaonim spent a lot of time trying to figure them out. So some Gaonim don't count on the Kaddish Shem Chabarabin. They don't say why, but they don't count it. So this might be the reason why they don't count it, because they didn't consider it a Brachos, it was just a Tefillah. Anyway, it's a bomb. And by the way, I close to the Rav, and he didn't disagree with me. You know, in Hinini Ha'onim Imas, so Hinni Onim Mas, if you have an old Maser, not an Ox Scroll Maser, it says Baruch, it ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei Tefillah. Now, they took out the Shem, because they didn't want it to be Baruch Levatollah. But our whole pshat is that they held like the sheet of Tosos, that it's a Tefillah Arucha, you end with Baruch Atah Hashem Tefillah. There's no reason, it's not a Baruch Levatollah. The Rav didn't disagree with me, I don't know if he agreed with me or not.
He didn't say Hashem.
No, he didn't say that. He didn't say, well, I'll change the way to be. I'll tell him to say Hashem. He didn't say that. That's
he didn't
right.
say it's a single
party. Anyway, so that's the first terrace of Amishon.
Single party.
Rebosa, it's getting late.
All right.
What would they say?
When does he have to leave?
Shh. The second terrace that is... actually, let's go to the second terrace. Let's go to the terrace of the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yona on the Aleph. Amud Aleph. Now, I hope no one's going to ask me how come the rib starts with Daf Aleph and not Daf Beis. Okay, good. Daf Aleph Amud Aleph in the riff on the bottom. So the riff is talking about the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah talking about the whole issue of how is it in the time of the Rishonim and Ashkenaz they davened Maariv before night. How could they daven Maariv? You're not just a Kriya Shema. You're not just a Kriya Shema. How could you say Birchus Kriya Shema? How could you say Maariv Aravim? So there's one sheet that it held that you really don't say Maariv Aravim. You start with Ava Rabba, and then you say Kriya Shema, and well, maybe you have to repeat it over again or later, whatever it is. So then they ask the question, but good, also if you start with Ava Rabba, it's no longer Smucha to Maariv Aravim. So you should start with Baruch. Okay? So this is what... The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah says, you know why? He says, Yesh Lomar, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines in the bottom, the first word on the line. Yesh Lomar, Shekevin Shemim Koma Yismuch L'Chavrta, when it's said properly, after Amar Varovim, then what? It's Smuchat Amar Varovim. Ein Lochush Asher Kashir Marasal Kriyash Maim Ein Apasech L'Baruch. You shouldn't worry now. You're saying it just on Kriya Shema without normal birchus b'debracha. Can't say Maariv Aravim because it's not nighttime yet. You shouldn't worry about it since it's normally said Smul Chavata. That's the way it was instituted. Even if sometimes you're going to say it not Smul Chavata, you still don't have a psicha. Okay, that's his chiddush. And he gives an example of that. I can give you another example of that. Shir kiyotzi b'zeh motzino b'talmud b'tfilas haderech. We find the same idea by tfilas haderech. She'ena pasachas b'baruch v'cholzim b'asher mei tfilah. Where's the psicha? He's asking the same kasha as Tulsa's asking, right? Where's the psicha for Tfilas Adera? She says, you know why? Bivnesha Kaman Shibishmona Esrei, Bichashimea Tfilas Smuchal Chavrata, Imachshavena Smuchal Chavrata, Lochashin and Lochi. That what he says, that essentially, in Shemea Tfilah, in Shimona Esrei, we say Shemea Tfilah, Shema Kolenu, right? You say Shema Kolenu, where's the Baruch beforehand? There's a huge discussion in Rishonim also, but most Rishonim say it's smuch l'chavrta. If you go back far enough, there's a baruch at the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. That's the psicha for the entire Shmoneh Esrei. That's many Rishonim say that. So Shomei Tefillah when it's in Shmoneh Esrei is smucha l'chavrta. So Shomei Tefillah when it's not in Shmoneh Esrei. In other words, when you're saying it as part of Tefillah Sederech, even though then it's no longer smucha l'chavrta, it still doesn't start with baruch. So that's the teretz of Tefillah. It's a bomb teretz for a number of reasons. What I find so amazing about it is that basically he's saying that just because Tefillah Sederech ends with Shemei Tefillah, it's essentially the same bracha as Shema Kolenu because it ends the same way with Shemei Tefillah. I would never have thought that it's the same bracha. But he's basically saying this is the bracha of Shema Kolenu and Shemona Esrei in a different format, a different version of it, and since there it doesn't start with Baruch, here it doesn't start with Baruch either.
There
it doesn't start with Baruch. Here it doesn't start with Baruch. There it's Smuchel Lechavetz, so it doesn't start with Baruch. So here it doesn't start with Baruch, even though it's not Smuchel Lechavetz.
And how do you understand that?
I assume that Shemaya Tefillah is somehow considered like a generic bracha for Tefillah.
But the smoke has to be Shas Maisa smoke.
So this generic bracha, well, doesn't have to be apparently. Yeah.
It's where.
How do you understand the principle? You mean once you don't understand the one by Abba Rabba either. You don't understand the one by Birkas Kriya Shema. They have the same problem there.
Okay. No, that's an institution of the whole.
Well, here too, they instituted this bracha.
Whenever you say Shema,
you're right. Whenever you say Tzvila Sederek, it's not Smucha.
It's a love plug. Basically, you say it's a love plug.
That's how they made the bracha.
Right, it's a love plug.
Since it's in its original right, placement, okay, it's Smucha and doesn't have Baruch. So in various other manifestations of that bracha, in non-original contexts, it also doesn't have.
So Shemaya, what's it called? Shema Kolenu is the mother of all Shemaya Tefillahs.
That's correct. All Shemaya Tefillahs are forms of Shema Kolenu.
Right. That's why we have to seek that one.
Right. That's the paradigm of Shemaya Tefillah. Then you have different ones for different occasions, one of them being Tefillah Sederech, although probably being, remember all those Tefillah Katsaras that we learned?
Right.
They all didn't start with Baruch. Probably for the same reason, right?
But they were in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, no?
They're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei.
Some of them, anyway.
No, they're not in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. No, they're not in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. No. Okay, so that's two terutzim that we learned to this question. The third teretz is the teretz of Rami Rutenberg. I didn't bring down, actually, I couldn't fit it on the page, so I didn't give it to you. It's very interesting to see the Rami Rutenberg in the original, because he said a lot of interesting things there. And it's in, if you want to find it, it's in the Sefer Kolbo. So the Sefer Rishonim called the Kolbo and Sivim Mem Zayin. So the tour brings down the Rami Rutenberg. And he says, I'm not going to go through the whole tour, although it's all very interesting. He says, Rami Rutenberg, So he used to say it after that, after Agamor Chasadim Tovim Mo Yisrael.
Oh, okay, now I see it. Okay.
All right. As a matter of fact, we saw last week, very interesting, just coincidentally, I didn't even realize it. I didn't bring it to you for that reason. I brought it to you because it was in singular and not plural. But in there, it actually said, here you say Tzvila Sederech. Okay, so the Rami Rutenberg said he used to say it always smucha to this bracha over here.
As he was going out.
Yeah, as he was going out.
Okay. Was going out.
And then the problem with there's a number of problems with Rami Rutenberg. One of the main problems with Rami Rutenberg is you're supposed to say Tfilas Haderech Mishe Hichzik Baderech or Mishe Yochas Baderech Mishe Halach Baderech. You're in shul, you're davening, good, you're planning, you're going to go home, you're going to eat quick breakfast, you're going to go to the airport. But in the meantime, you're in shul, you didn't start your trip.
Right.
How are you saying Tfilas Haderech?
Maybe he wasn't in shul.
Let's go down to the Taz.
He got a shul? Yep.
He was in jail. Yeah. Both
let's go down to the Taz.
Then he wasn't going on a trip.
Let's go down to the Taz. So the Taz says, second line of Taz. Masha Kosov Sheyachzik Baderech. this expression that you're supposed to say Mishayachzik Baderech, which is not in our Gemara, although some Girsos that do have it in our Gemara. We have Mishahalat Baderech, the Rif has Mishayochas Baderech, some Girsos have this Girsa Mishayachzik Baderech. So, but how does the Taz explain it? Pirish Shiye Muchzuk Bavadei Lelech. Yachzik Baderech doesn't mean you're already on the path. It means you're definitely going to go. You're not. There's no doubt about it. But recently, Ksas Makpidim Shloyom Osaat Shehudafke Chutz Leir Al Hasoda. Some people are makpid that they don't say Tzivos Aderech until they get outside the city, until they're actually in unpopulated areas. Ve'elin Zeh Shorish V'Ikur. We call up Perushim. There's no source of that whatsoever.
Like one of the Gemara, one of the explanations of the Gemara was the source of that. No, didn't some?
Well, depends how you learn Pshat. Actually, after the dirt, he learns. We'll see how he learns. Actually, after the dirt means until you're definitely going to go. It doesn't mean you're actually on the road.
But okay, was it clear from Rashi that that was one of the
many Rishonim seem to learn that way,
even in Rashi.
Well, hold on. Let's first see what the Taz says before we. And he brings a raya. He said it in shul. He was planning on going. He was definitely planning on going, but he was still in shul. And how could he say it then? He says, even though you really don't have to say it outside the city, you could say it even in shul. He says, on a day that you're planning to travel. But there's a reason why it's a good idea to do it that way. Because he says, in other words, what happened, apparently, the typical way they traveled was there was a gathering place where people traveled in a caravan together. So then you could say it together with them, so that's a good time to say it. But he says, okay. What he says is the bias tefillah hayosim nekrach. He says that's for tefillah saderek. You could say it while you're on outside the city, but don't forget, every time you leave a krach, you still have to say tefillah saderek, and that you have to say
when you leave
beforehand. The tefillah before you leave, right?
After you leave, too.
Before you leave, and then after you leave, right? Okay. Anyway, so the Taz basically says, and he brings it right from his Rami Rutenberg, which I think is a great raya, that there were all these expressions, Mishayachzik Baderech, Mishayochos Baderech, Mishayahalach Baderech, they don't mean you have to wait until you started the trip. All the Akronim disagree with the Taz. And I gave you the Mishnah Berurah, not so much because I want to tell you what the Halach is, just to show you that they all learn differently. What they do with the Maharam, we'll see. Shichzik Baderech, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Shelo Yomra Kishadayin Hu Besocha Ha'ir. Exactly what the Taz says you shouldn't say. That's what most of the Akronim learned. Even though you're getting ready to go, that's not good enough. As long as you're within the city or within the Ibur of the year, which is 70 amos and a little, it's if you was within 70 amos of the city, it's still considered the year. So the question is, how do you learn Pshat? He doesn't actually say it that way, but I'll tell you. Well, how do you learn Pshat in Rami Rutenberg? Rami Rutenberg was to say it in the morning when he was davening. So he says, V'chol zeh b'tfilas etziyos mibeisel, av'al k'shu lon baderech, yochol lomar tfilas baderech b'bokeh, shemeichen atzmo otzeis afilo k'shu adayin v'ir, d'kvai hechzik baderech. V'ayin l'kamasim en reish lamed l'inyam mash mispal k'shiosim en akrach. Okay. Anyway, the way the Zechronim seem to learn Pshat in Rami Rutenberg is that it's talking about that they hold on. The thing is, at least the Rami Rutenberg says, not everybody says this, and the Rami Rutenberg says, what if you're taking a trip which extends over many days, and you're going to stay over someplace every night? You're not going to travel through the night.
Right.
You're going to stay. So, do you say a tefillah derech each time? So the Maran Gutenberg says yes. There are Rishonim who say no. It's one trip. You said it first. That's it. You said your trip. Maran Gutenberg says yes. So he says you have to say the tefillah derech every morning. However, you're already considered on the way because this is just a continuation of an earlier trip. So in that situation, you can say Tefillas HaDerech. That's when he would say Tefillas HaDerech connected with Birchas HaShachar in the morning when he got up. So he got up every morning. When he get up in the hotel, he would daven Shacharis, he would say Birchas HaShachar, and after Birchas HaShachar, he would say Tefillas HaDerech. But in the beginning, and that's why it's considered normally a Brachas Mughal Kavata. Even though when you start the trip, you can't say it in that situation, and it's not considered. And
I would say if logic says it would be the other way.
Logic says that what? That it should be considered not a Brachas Mughal because we start the
first
trip at all. That's how they want to learn. That's the Taz obviously learned different shot in the Rambam. That's how most of the Achronim shot in Rambam.
You say it's sure. And
yes.
You cancel the trip.
Right.
So it's not a bracha levatola because it's in the plural.
It's still a bracha levatola. If you damage one esrei, but you don't have to, and it's a bracha levatola, even though it's in the plural.
Actually, it's.
I mean, you're mispalel for other people. Still a brachah.
There's a thing called tefillas
hadavar. Yeah.